Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour. I forgot about my angels and saints. Don't need to do that. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. So we're going to get started because we have a lady who is busy this month because it is National Autism Awareness Month, and she's got some really powerful things going on in the battle to create more awareness about autism and to try to shed some light on what we need to know. Her name is Lisa Lopez. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be on your show today.
Well, we're very glad to have you because we just kind of don't get enough information on autism. You know, we get a lot of conflicting information on autism, but you're kind of on the front lines trying to make sure that we know what we're supposed to. So tell me a little bit about your involvement in what National Autism Awareness Month is all about.
Well, absolutely. I'd love to. And for the audience, my name is Lisa Lopez. I am the Director of Operations for Nonpareil Institute in Orlando. I'll tell you, it's been a blessing that God literally led me to this position. Within 6 months of me finding out about Nonpareil in Plano, Texas, I actually came aboard. You know, God was nudging at my heart saying, this is what you need to do. But sometimes we don't listen. And, you know, my introduction to autism was my son, and he is 25 now. His name is Antonio. So Autism Awareness Day for us, it's a normal everyday for the past 25 years. And so, of course, you know, all through high, you know, middle school, elementary, high school, there are a lot of programs out there for them. The public school he went to, I mean, Hagerty High School in Oviedo was absolutely amazing. Carolina Elementary, the teachers, everyone was just so amazing. They had great self-contained classrooms for them. They included him. He was an ROTC, but the real challenge came about is, you know, what happened when the bus stopped coming? You know, what happens after high school? And so I got to learn at that moment, there is really nothing out there after high school, especially here in Orlando. And so come to find out, I found, you know, Seminole State. Antonio did take a try at going to college. And unfortunately, what happened is, you know, he did not make it. You know, he tried two semesters, and, you know, most college programs, they just lack the structure and focus for a person with autism might actually need. So, you know, that really started my mission with Nonpareil, is with, you know, trying to figure out what's going to happen to my son when my husband and I pass away. I can't leave that responsibility on my children, my other children. You know, it's a huge responsibility.
You and I were linked through a mutual friend who is kind of in just about in the same circumstances as you, who has a son that, you know, has autism, that once, like you said, the bus stopped coming, you know, it's like, okay, what, you know, where's the help? Where's the interest? Where's the direction in terms of where you go, in terms of how you guide someone beyond childhood into the real world and what's lacking out there for people that are dealing with autism?
Right. And I'll tell you the staggering statistics. And, you know, just to kind of let you know, right now it's 1 in 59 children are diagnosed with autism. That's a huge jump from back in, I think it was 2000. In the year 2000, it was 1 in 150. And of those, when you think about the other reports, is, you know, there is actually an employment crisis for these adults with autism, because 90% of these adults on the autism spectrum are unemployed or underemployed. And so we really have to tap into that. And so this is pretty much what Two Dads did. You know, just to kind of give you an idea before we kind of talk about Nonpareil, you know, it's important to kind of set the stage for people who really aren't familiar with autism. So, you know, letting them know, hey, 1 in 59 of these children are diagnosed with autism and 90% of them are unemployed, you know, that's going to change our landscape for what's ahead for these adult population, you know, for these specific children, or I say children, but, you know, adults who are on the spectrum for their future. The good news is celebrated its 10th anniversary in Plano, Texas. And for those who aren't familiar with what Nonpareil means, it's actually no equal or match. And, you know, the saying out in the autism world is, if you've met someone with autism, you've only met one person. They're all uniquely different. So there is no match, you know.
Right.
And just, to kind of give you a little background, you know, they've been open for 10 years in Plano, Texas. Gary Moore is our founder and current CEO. He was actually one of the two parents who began Nonpareil out of their kitchen. So they actually began a way to provide, you know, training, technology training, to provide meaningful employment, you know, for their sons, because both of the founders do have sons who are on the spectrum. And so they figured, you know what, technology is great. This is what they love. This is their niche. Let's see if we could train them to do this. And that's exactly what they've done. And with that being said, it's grown and evolved since. Plano's been open for 10 years. Houston, they opened that, I think it was in 2005. Austin is still, they're almost there. And Orlando, this April was what our goal was. We're just not sure, so we don't want to announce an official date, but it's any day now, so we've been praying. We're just waiting on some final statistics as far as, you know, when paint and carpet and all that good stuff. But we do know we will be in Maitland, so right near the RDV Sports Complex.
How does Nonpareil help a person that is, transitioning, am I correct?
Yes. No, that's a perfect word. And so some of the things, you know, I've been out there partnering and trying to get with, you know, Seminole State, Valencia, UCF, Full Sail. And, you know, one of the things we like to say is, during that transition process, and we tell parents all the time, I mean, I am a parent of a young adult with autism. And so, of course, he wanted to try his, you know, about it going at college. And so that's great. They can try that. But, you know, Nonpareil is definitely an option for them. So a couple of things that we pretty much do. I mean, I've been so blessed. I get to work with amazing crew, and that's what we call our, you know, students who attend. We call them crew. You know, I have a fun, meaningful work. I get to work with them and, you know, teach them technology skills. So it's really a blessing. So what we do is, we have three different tracks. We have our core track, and that's something we've always offered. So they learn social skills, soft skills learning. They learn to work with others, be a part of a team in a collaborative environment. They learn how to have friends, and more importantly, learn how to keep friends. We teach them how to put a resume together, do an interview. You know, those are really the core aspects. And just to see them grow from that in itself, I will tell you, when I visited Plano, we call that our mothership. What really I knew that was where I wanted my son to be and be a part of was when he looked at me after our tour and we got to talk with some of the crew that was there. He said to me, he said, "Mom, I fit in here. These guys are like me. I can have friends. I can go out to lunch. I've never done that before." And, you know, that just melted my heart, because really that's all they want to do is they just want to fit in. They want to have friends. And that was just something we were able to see in addition to all the good stuff, right? Like we teach them digital and IT. So, you know, the digital track, they still take advantage of, you know, all the things that they do with software development. So in terms of gaming, and they have industry standard products. We teach them Unreal and Unity, all parts of level design. The cool thing about it is there's about 20 apps out there on the iTunes store. We've got a few out on Steam. They're pretty cool, so if you get a chance to take a look at that, that's pretty awesome. One of the latest things was GameStop. They actually have this remote controller that they're promoting for us. So for every controller that's sold, $2 comes back to Don Perel, and they're actually doing these live Twitch streams with some of the gaming influencers playing one of our games, To Catch a Monkey. So there's just so many great, exciting things that are just happening just from that standpoint. Our crew also learned 2D, 3D animation, graphics. You know, nothing I could do, I can tell you that. I have a hard time with Excel, right?
You and me both.
I'm over there hitting the help sign. These guys make this look so easy. Now, our IT track, you know, we're really excited about that. Our staff is kind of in the process of finishing up working on the curriculum to getting that all kind of situated. But, you know, we have a population of, and we used to say boys, but it's boys and girls, who have a proclivity for technology. We just need to teach them how to work with people and then go out there and have a meaningful place to support our economy here in Orlando. You know, there's just so much that they can offer. And at Non Parole, you know, they do well. They excel. You know, they can relax. They can be themselves. They just need that chance, that opportunity, someone to just give them the opportunity to show them what they are and what they can do.
Curious, do you think that because the numbers have increased, that that's part of the reason that there is more recognition of the need to have programs for people with autism?
I think, and myself included, I'm very guilty of this, is, believe it or not, as parents, we don't think about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen when they grow up. We're in that moment, because with autism, I mean, every day we could be having a celebration, we could be having a learning opportunity, and so you live kind of, I don't want to say day to day, but sometimes it is that, because our milestones, like for me, we didn't have Google back in the day, you know, when Antonio was growing up. I couldn't, you know, research any autism programs or things of that nature, where we can now. There's so much information available. You know, Autism Speaks, they do walks, they do research. You know, they have, you know, places where you can kind of, you know, go to figure out, you know, what next step would be or who some of the referral sources are. UCF has a phenomenal program. They have, you know, it's called CARD. They have Youth Pals, things that, you know, my son and I were heavily involved in when he was going to school, you know, public school system up till high school. And then when you're realizing, oh, my goodness, we're getting him to graduate, now what? And so that's when it kind of hits you, I know for me, but I think a lot of that has to do with because we were part of that population where we didn't have all the information or all the resources readily available to us. And so I think the, you know, with the staggering, you know, new CDC prevalence rate of 1 in 59, there's a lot more out there, but there's still a lot more that needs to be done. Nonparole is just one stepping stone. We can't, you know, help everybody, but my goodness, it's giving parents hope. Because I can tell you for the past 4 years, I was out searching and I couldn't find anything until I came across Nonparole. I expanded outside of the state. So, you know, to answer your question, I think a lot of that has to do with just the amount of information that's available and the ease of getting the information.
We're going to take a quick break. We are here with Lisa Lopez. She is with Nonparole, which is an organization that helps people with autism, actually young people, let's say, coming into the world from high school and really just don't have any place to land, you know, or the next step. This kind of helps in that transition. So we're going to talk more with Lisa when we come back. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much, Ruth, for being with us today. This is Autism Awareness Month, and what we're talking about today a little bit is the transitioning phase for people that are dealing with autism, for young people that are coming out of high school and may have had places for them or programs for them already in place to come out into a world that there's really not a whole lot there for them. And the numbers of people with autism is increasing. I'm here with Lisa Lopez of Nonparole Institute in Orlando, and she's been telling us a little bit about the institute and what it does, and also about her dealings with her son, Antonio, who has autism, who is a young man in his 20s now, right? And
yes, he is.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, I have a friend that's dealing with the same thing. So you talked about 4 years, which that's a long time to be in search of something, you know, that kind of answers a prayer or, you know, maybe fills a void of some sort. What challenges, though, do you see for people in this particular phase of autism? And I know you said, and I've kind of seen it, although I have to say that, you know, what we see on TV doesn't necessarily do justice in terms of learning how different people, I guess you could say, manifest the, you know, autism. So what do you find to be the biggest challenge? I mean, I'm sure one of the challenges has to be is putting all the people in autism into one particular category and trying to find just a size-fits-all solution.
And that's the thing, because they are all so different. And, you know, going back to that phrase, if you met one with autism, that's all you've met is just one, you know, young adult with autism, because they are so different. But I can tell you personally, my own testimony for my son, the challenge I had was when we were going through our IEP transitional meeting, we really were not given options. And I think as parents, you know, no matter what, we look for hope, we look for options. And I think what would be greatly important is if, you know, the schools would be more open to even offering some options. So I know that if I knew about Nonparole 4 years ago, and it's very difficult because I know they're in a different state, so that's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. But I also know there are 2 other locations where they do offer some classes and some help for young adults with autism. It's just the cost factor for me was way out of our reach, and so we just couldn't afford that. It was more than our salary for a year. So you become so desperate that you try to figure ways. Oh my gosh, do I second mortgage my home? You know, what can I do? And so then you become desperate. You're like, there's nothing out there. And so you really start searching. And that's kind of where it led, where I'm so thankful for UCF Card, because they actually posted on their website. So I encourage any of the listeners, so if they have, you know, children on the autism spectrum, regardless of the age, you know, definitely get in touch with someone at CARD, like their page. They have just so much information. There's so many resources that they do have. Well, that's how I found out about Nonpareil coming to Orlando. And so, yeah, it was 4 years. It was a four long years, but it was a lot of research. During that four-year time frame, you know, Antonio did, you know, attempt college twice. And so, you know, they take things at a slower pace. And what's great about Nonpareil is we don't really first say that you have to go one semester and that's it, where it's all timed. They're on their own pace. And they go and they learn at their own pace. And that's pretty much, you know, the way I look at the differences between traditional college and what Nonpareil offers. You know, we're definitely geared more towards autism. Everyone that is at autism understands autism, knows it either by they have a family member, child, you know, brother, sister, but they are somehow impacted with, you know, someone in their family or someone they know with autism.
Let me ask you a little bit, if you don't mind, about your story in terms of Antonio. When did you first discover, did it manifest itself right away? When did you first discover, how was the diagnosing of Antonio? How did that come about?
Yeah, that's a funny story, because back then it really wasn't, you know, not many people really knew about autism. I mean, everyone's mm-hmm. perception of autism was, you know, Rain Man, pretty much, right?
Right,
And so he was, you know, we actually have two old children, and then we have Antonio, and then we have, you know, a baby. So when Antonio was three, my daughter at that time was 1.5. And I kind of knew, I'm like, okay, Antonio is not progressing as much as, you know, Alyssa is. But, you know, hey, I get it. Girls, we kind of tend to progress a little bit more. You know, we don't like to say we're smarter than the boys, but you know what I mean.
Right.
So, of course, the next checkup I go and they're like, oh, you know, you've got to stop comparing. Can't do that. But as a mom, can encourage other parents is moms know. You know, you get that instinct. You have that instinct that you just know something is wrong. And so Antonio was officially diagnosed at 3.5.
Okay.
3.5 years old.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because I'm not sure, is that early, late, normal? And like you said, I know it's different for everybody, but were there signs that maybe you – think you might have been able to pick up on earlier, possibly now that you know?
I do. I will tell you it was definitely a lot. You know, a lot of people said, oh, tantrums are a big one, but all of my kids kind of experienced, you know, tantrums. So I didn't just want to rely on that. But Antonio did start speaking and, you know, actually, you know, he started with mama, you know, dada, you know, juice. He literally started his language on time, what the modules say, right? He
mm-hmm.
crawled at a normal age, started walking at a normal age. But when he got to about 2, where I started noticing things, I saw him started regressing. And then he literally would run around the house and just run in circles and scream all over, just for no apparent reason. And so I was just thinking, he's just super hyper, you know, let's hold off on the strawberry milk, right? Thinking sugar, things of that nature. So we eliminated
right.
all of that. But, as he got older, as soon as he turned 3, we knew, we knew there was something. We just had no idea it was autism until they told me when he was officially diagnosed. And at that time, the diagnosis was called pervasive developmental disorder. And I had no idea what that was. They just said that falls under the autism umbrella. And so that's where our journey began with Antonio.
Wow. I'm listening to you in this title that they gave you, and it's like I know for me probably I would have said something like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, you give me this big title, and it's like, so now what do I do?
Well, I can tell you, I was told there really isn't much help or hope back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was told he would never go to regular school. I was told he would never graduate high school. And he graduated from Hagerty High School in Oviedo with, you know, over a 4.12 GPA. And
wow.
So we defeated the odds there. And, you know,
yeah.
That, you know, as soon as he's walking and, you know, he's getting
mm-hmm.
that diploma, that it brings you back to that day of the diagnosis and what they're telling you. And you're
mm-hmm.
just like, man, if I would have accepted that, you know, but I have a healer, you know, God.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
we prayed, and we knew he would because we had faith, and we didn't treat him any different. You know, we've got 5 kids, and, you know,
right.
Antonio did chores. It was tough. Don't get me wrong. It was tough.
Mm-hmm.
He did chores. He, you know, he had his timeouts. It was a challenge, but we kept through it, and we put God first. And I have to tell you, our church was very instrumental also in including him, even way back then. He
okay.
was still in all of the Bible, you know, vacation Bible school all the time. So, you know, we tried to make it what people would say as normal as possible, including him with the neurotypical children, to where he is today.
Now, I know you only got a couple of minutes left because you have to get out of here, but what would you
oh
like
my
people
goodness.
To know now? Yeah, I told you it was going to go fast.
I know. I can keep talking away. Well, you know, the main thing is I want people to know that there is hope. And literally, I am one of those parents where I will give you my cell phone. I don't know how many listeners are out there, but, you know, I am available any day, any night. We're ready to open. So if you know someone, a young adult, anyone that is at that point of either graduating or has already graduated high school, please have them go to our website, which is www.npitx.org. Go to the Orlando location, sign up on our interest list. Please definitely look for us on Facebook. You'll get to meet me and Antonio. Antonio surprised me with a video, so that was kind of cool. So you'll get to see who my son is. We've been talking about him now for the past, you know, 30 minutes. So we are just so excited. We are beyond words, beyond excitement that we're going to open here in Orlando. And I am so blessed to be a part of such an amazing community, a city like Orlando, where we have all banded together. I can't begin to tell you how many supporters I've had. I've gone out there, done so many speaking engagements just because, you know, everyone knows about Nonpareil in Texas, but it's brand new to Orlando. And so we really just need to spread the word and just get out there and go online, look for me on Facebook, like our page, and reach out to me. Definitely with any questions, prayers, I'm open, I'm available.
Lisa Lopez, thanks for joining us today. And we have posted the information about Nonpareil on Jesus Power Hour Facebook page, along with some other autism information. But I appreciate you taking the time out. Really, really do. Thanks so much.
Oh, well, we love you. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You have a blessed day, too. It's Autism Awareness Month, you all. So, you know, get the information, you know, and see how you can help. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about or whatever we want to talk about. I have my friend Stephanie Duke. She's joining us. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Didn't know if I'm supposed to hang up.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're talking right now about whatever you want to talk about. We want to thank Lisa Lopez again from Nonpareil to come on and talk about her journey with autism and getting the word out there. This is Autism Awareness Month. And if you have any information about things that are going on this month to highlight the issues regarding autism, you know, give us a call in. The number is 516-387-1944, and just kind of let us know. You know, what information you have. Just, you know, we love to be able to share information with everybody. Stephanie Dukes, are you there?
Hi, Lady G. Yes,
hey,
I am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Excuse me. I was listening in on the last caller, and I, by accident, actually started watching Meet the Peets. And one of Holly Robinson Peets, one of the twins, was diagnosed with autism. And last night's show was talking about how her son, you know, they told him he wouldn't, the same things that your guest was talking about. They said he wouldn't do this, he wouldn't do that, and he's defeated the odds. And he's now, last night episode was documenting him becoming a, getting back into the world of modeling. But it was interesting, you know, to talk about the things that even autism children in the autism world have to be aware of. You know, we still need to be aware of their sensitivity to light, sound, sensory type things, touch. Till it was very, very enlightening, and I enjoyed listening to your caller, to your guest today. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it was good for her to be on, because I know she's working on a lot this month, and it just so happened I'd run into a friend of mine who's a realtor here whose son has autism, and I've met him and everything years ago, and she sent me like a graduation picture, and I'm like, what? You know, and because you just don't think about them getting, you know, kids getting to this phase, and then what now? You know, so it's good. You know, I'm hoping that the organization will grow and others will, you know, join on to help and, you know, we can, you know, make this transition for these young ladies and young men with autism a little, you know, more seamless, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
So did you get your gas yet, Stephanie?
Mercy. Let me tell you, yesterday morning, the article on that's posted on your website about gas is so timely. Yesterday morning going out, we was like, okay, we'll get gas on our way back in because my niece is off doing her new adventure. And on the way back in, would you believe gas had gone up 15 cents by Monday afternoon? I was utterly just floored. So I have literally this morning sent to over a dozen of my friends and family the article so they can know to check out the date for their states that is best and worst to buy gas. You know, I love that article because, you know, it was saying that if from $20 to $30 a year, honey, I think I would have saved that yesterday just filling up my tank, you know, because I was on E. And that 15 cents, honey, that multiplied real quick when you got a 20-gallon vehicle.
No, that's right. I know. And I had seen that before, and I've been trying to tell. And I know why people gas up on Friday. And this is probably why the gas is probably high on Friday. People gas up on Friday because that's when they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing you do. You take your vehicle to the gas station and make sure that, you know, before I do, you know, spend too much frivolous money, I'm going to make sure this tank is filled up. But, you know, and the other thing, too, is has to do with you need to get it in the morning, because part of it has to do with the heat of the day, and the compression and how much gas you can get. And I know that sounds really goofy, but that's another part of it too. So I started telling my husband, okay, you know, if we need gas on Friday, let's get a little bit of gas on Friday and then let's fill it up on Monday.
Yeah,
you know, so. Yeah, so you all, hey, get your gas, but, you know, try to take the time to get it on Monday morning if you can, you know.
Honey, from now on, I will get up at the break of dawn on Monday morning, go get my gas, and then make sure I do not, I think for Florida it says the worst day for us to get gas could be Saturdays, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go back and look at it. But I know from Friday. No, I think
they said never on Friday afternoon,
Thursday.
According to this article.
Yeah.
It says never on Friday afternoon.
Yeah,
like
Thursday
you said, that's
can be the worst time for Florida. So
yeah.
I know by Monday, but definitely no later than Wednesday, I need to make sure I recap and don't do a whole lot of driving on the weekend. But, you know, Florida here, we're a tourist town. We want to get out during the weekend, and we don't have a lot of public transportation.
Yeah.
So at least not where I live.
Yeah. The public transportation thing is a little dicey here in Central Florida. But, I mean, have you got – there are places in the tourist Mecca where most of us know, you know, kind of near the Disney and Universal, all that area, iDrive, all that area. But also down near the airport, the corridor coming in from the airport, to and from the airport, you got to watch those gas prices. And some of them, they'll have a price for cash and then a price for if you're using a card. So just be aware of that. Make sure that when you're getting your gas at those places that they don't, you know, have those two different prices. Or if they do, make sure that you're ready, you know, to either pay the higher price or come with some cash and get the cash price. But some of those prices are a little crazy out there. I mean, you know. And I
that
have
is
say,
a very good point. Very good point.
I used to watch that
and I've forgotten to do that. So thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, well, I have to say, being a Sam's Club member has its benefits. I truly can appreciate being a member of Sam's Club because the prices are usually cheaper. Almost always they're cheaper at Sam's. You know,
that is true.
And not just Sam's. You know, there's people that are a member of BJ's and Costco. Those memberships, depending on how you use them, they're worth it. They really are in the long run. If you compare how much, you know, I mean, I've had to get a tire plug, you know, in the car that I just got, had to get a tire plug. I have a Sam's membership. It did not cost me anything to get my tire plug.
Are you serious?
Yes, because I have a Sam's membership. In fact, you know, I sound like I'm doing a commercial for Sam's, but when I go to Sam's, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I have to say that. I'm just like that. But yeah, when you are going, if you are a Sam's member, you know, and if your tire can be plugged, because you know sometimes you can get whatever's in your tire in a place where the tire can't be repaired, it just has to be replaced.
Right.
But but just the cost of what it would have cost to get that tire plugged in some places, that's the cost of a Sam's membership. Because that's happened to me before. That's how I found that out. Yeah. I've had a battery replaced at Sam's at one point where it just cost me the cost of the battery.
You know what? I am going to check out my benefits a little more closely.
Yes.
Thank you, Lady G. I probably have been wasting a lot of money.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm a big believer in benefits, perks, savings, discounts, whatever. Yeah, I'm there. I'm on it.
Yeah, because I usually just, you know, use my food discount, go in, you know, pick up things, because I only usually do my groceries maybe 3 times a year because, you know, I buy in bulk from those places. But it's good because I don't like to shop a lot. So it works perfectly for me. And I have storage space at my house, so that's not an issue. But for the gas and all these other perks, I am going to do better. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome. Speaking of perks, you know how I like to try to sign up and get those movie passes, right?
Yeah.
So I've been doing the movies a bit lately, which actually I've seen a couple of really good movies. But one of them I got a pass for was a movie called Breakthrough. And I just have to say, if you get a chance, because I'm thinking it comes out this week if it hasn't already come out, but I think it comes out this weekend. I went to the preview. Very powerful movie. It's basically a Christian movie. I don't care, Christian movie or not. You really need to go see this movie. Chrissy Metz, who I've kind of seen here and there, but I don't necessarily watch the show that she's on. Which is This Is Us, I think, is the show that she's on. But she does a really, really good job. And it's based on a true story about a boy that died in a drowning accident. And I think it was, I want to say 27 minutes, I think 15 minutes or so underwater, came out, no pulse and everything like that. And just kind of what made me think about it, too, was, Lisa that was on earlier that was talking about her son and autism and what they said her son's chances might be. Kind of same thing with this, you know. But just a real powerful story. You know, bring your tissue. I'll say that. you really need to go see the movie Breakthrough. It is a good movie to see. Reinforced for me, you know, another reinforcement of my faith and why, you know, I try to stick as close to the man upstairs as possible, even though I you know, backslide and get waylaid and all those terms. But you know, there's a reason that you know, they have things called miracles. You know,
exactly.
So,
and it all starts with our belief and our faith. You know, how I'm quite sure that the mother of autism children and children with challenges, period, that we have that inner desire that first we have to realize that we've been picked to be special, to be given these children with these obstacles, to have to overcome the obstacles of life. That we have been gifted, that God saw something in us to know that this is the one that I want to handle, this particular child with this particular situation. And then to have the faith and belief that our calling, that we can rise to the moment of our calling, is to be that parent, to be that advocate. You know, you and I are advocates on others' behalf. And mm-hmm. God positioned us for that, but then we have to have the faith that what he tells us, what he says will be, and what we believe in our heart, we believe it's what we speak, to have put the power behind that. And that's the common bond I heard with the guest. Give me her name again.
Lisa Lopez.
Lisa Lopez, that I've heard with Lisa and with the mother of the breakthrough, you know, is that we believe within our hearts of something greater for our children mm-hmm. than what society has said. And belief, you know, belief takes us a long way. Even, you know, people who don't believe, when they can see things happening, because I remember the previews from the movie Breakthrough, when the rescuers and the doctor and everyone had given up because it defied what science said. Yeah. And then they turned around and they were not great believers, and they saw how she handled it. And a lot of times that's what things are about. It's about how we handle it, how we go through a process, and how others observe us going through. And then they see the results of that, which we entitle miracles.
Mm-hmm.
But miracles would not even be possible without the belief, you know. And I think that's what the common thing with all of us is. We have to believe in ourselves.
But, you know, something I was thinking about, and we're going to go to break, but I don't necessarily have this all the way correct, so I'm paraphrasing, but the phrase in the Bible that talks about those that are happier, those that believe that have not seen. See, the thing is, the people that believe because they see, part of the reason is they believe because they see people like us who believe and don't see.
The people
that believe just because, and what happens to those people that believe without seeing, but just believe just because, the people that see that, they come to believe because they see that. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. The number, if you want to call in, is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dev Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer, clean better or your money back, guaranteed.
Hi there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Here with Stephanie Dukes, and we want to, again, thank Lisa Lopez of Nonpareil, which is based here in Central Florida. Well, actually, it's based in Plano, Texas, but there is an organization, a branch that's starting up here in Central Florida, and that information is posted on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, so please check that out. So, Stephanie, what else is going on, girl? By the way, if you're in Lake Nona, be careful. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry. But apparently a car ran into a Chipotle in Lake Nona. I'm just saying, you know, be careful, drivers, you know, for whatever reason, you know, lose control. Just be careful on the roads. It's just so, it's not just I-4, okay? It's just so crucial that everybody be careful. I posted it on a G's Power Hour Facebook page. A car ran into a Chipotle.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mercy. Yeah, be careful. You know, that's, I was, there was another incident this week where the lady thought she was had the car in reverse, hit the gas pedal thinking she was going to go backwards and went forward, and actually the road was flooded in front of her, and she ended up going into the flooded waters, and but she was able to get out of the car. So, yes, we do have to double check and look down at that gauge that says, you know, what position that our transmission is in, reverse, neutral, or drive, so we'll know exactly what we're doing. We get a lot of times we get comfortable with that. I don't know if that's happened with this situation, but, yeah, we have to be careful and get comfortable. You know, I was also looking at an article about vitamins, supplements, how, you know, sometimes that was neat that you had posted, that a lot of times we do take the fact that we think that our vitamins are going to take the place of a good meal and not that it just supplements. That's why it's called supplement. It's supposed to supplement nutrients that may not. And I am so guilty of this. I will pop like in a couple of minutes, I was going to pop my vitamins for the midday and had not really done my lunch. Probably would not have done lunch for another hour or so.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's not that's not what they're for.
No. But
not
I'm one of those people who want to cheat, you know. I don't want to take the time to stop and eat, but I want to be able to get that fuel that from my B12 that I need to make it through the rest of the day, you know.
Yeah. No. It's a fill in the blank. That's basically what it is. It's to kind of help, you know. It's not to be the meal. It's to kind of help fill in when the meals don't cover everything, and you still sometimes don't get enough. And I tried doing that vitamin thing and not eating, and it messed up my stomach. One of the sickest times I think I've ever been was trying to have some vitamins, because I have trouble drinking water in an empty stomach usually. I'm getting better. But, you know, those vitamins and water in an empty stomach, that's just, doesn't work. But the thing is, the other thing, though, too, is you really have to watch the ingredients in your vitamins. I had to start doing that because of my thyroid. I had to watch iodine, and a lot of these multivitamins have iodine in them. So what I started doing is started looking at my health and what my needs were, and and just pick and choose. I don't take a multivitamin anymore because I was like, I don't necessarily need all of that stuff. There are things in vitamins that make you gain weight. There are things in vitamins that make you lose weight. There are things in vitamins that make your hair grow, and there are things that in vitamins that won't. There are things in vitamins that make you bleed more.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah, because it was some procedure, I can't remember what, that I was getting ready to do or something, and it, oh goodness, this has been a while back, and I really need to look this up. But apparently I had to stop taking vitamin E, because I think it made you more prone to bleeding or something like that. So just for that particular period of time, there are certain vitamins that I had to stop. So what you need to do is get a good sense of what your health issues are and then take vitamins accordingly, vitamins and supplements. I keep saying vitamins, but vitamins and supplements accordingly, because you may not be able to take everything that's in a multivitamin. The other thing that I learned.
I'm a nutritionist.
Yeah. The other thing I learned, too, is, and I really need to find this article. I really do. there are certain times of day. Now, this may not be for everybody, but there are certain times of day that you take certain vitamins and supplements. And mm-hmm. I had it on one of my phones, and of course, when I got rid of that phone, I lost what I had on the phone. But it had like a time that you take of day that you take certain vitamins in order to get the best effectiveness out of that. So I'm going to try to look that up again and post that on the D's Power Hour Facebook page. Because
particular true for, I know, vitamin D mm-hmm. that I have to, my doctor did tell me, because I am deficiency in D, that I have to take it and then make sure I am going out into the sunlight so that it's properly activated, because otherwise that it doesn't do anything. It's just passing through the system without the proper activation. So I do know that is true for vitamin D. So I did have the panel, you know, I was talking about teasing about hiring a nutritionist, but I think I am.
No, that's a good idea.
Yes.
That's a very good idea.
And have my blood panel done for to see exactly what deficiencies I am, because I am one of those people who do take a multivitamin. But I do use all natural. I only will buy all natural. Like, I'm a big fan of the Nutrilite, a vitamin done by Amway. I've been on that and their products for the last 20 years, and I've gotten very, very good results with those. So I do know one time I ran out and I was going to buy the little, run into the store, get the off-brand. Bad choice. Bad choice.
And something you mentioned, too, about vitamin D, and let's be clear, because you see a lot of D3 on the show. Now, I was deficient in vitamin D, but I was deficient in vitamin D2, and I had to get a prescription for D2 to take for about, I think I was taking one pill a week for about 90 days. Because that's what deficiency is. So just because somebody tells you you're deficient in certain vitamins, you really need to look. There's different types of D vitamins. There's different types of B vitamins. And like, for the funny thing, like B vitamins, I used to take a B complex, and I used to take it at night because one of the things I was told was, okay, vitamin, you know, B helps to reduce stress, boost energy, reduce stress. So I was taking it at night because I was like, oh, then I can get a good night's sleep because it's going to reduce my stress and I'm going to sleep. You don't take this, according to this, and I did post it on the D's Power Hour page. This is from Medical News Today. One of the things that they say, you take the best time of day to take a B vitamin is after waking up.
Yeah.
And they say, according to this, and this ain't going to happen because I don't take medicine on an empty stomach, but they said taking B vitamins on an empty stomach is supposed to help with the absorption of the vitamins. So,
yes.
Yeah, but it'll be empty enough. Anyway.
That B at night will keep you up. Now, I found that out this past week. I did not take my B vitamins during the day and said, you know what, I want to get up in the morning with a lot of energy, so I'll take it tonight. Hello, that was the most restless night of my life.
Wow.
Never will do that again.
So, getting a nutritionist, it sounds like, you know, a bunch of hooey, but it's not. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get a nutritionist, you work with that nutritionist, and you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to have to go to the doctor probably a lot less often. You'll probably be on medication a lot less. You'll probably be gaining weight a lot less unless you absolutely need to gain weight. And a nutritionist will tell you that too. So, you know, dietitian, nutritionist, you know, that's the thing to have right now. And, you know, because that will cut down some of your doctor visits, I'm pretty sure. So, Lady Stephanie, thank you so much for being with me today. Really appreciate it.
You are quite welcome, Lady June. It has been very educational. And I'm quite sure my friends are loving. I've been getting all these things saying, tell Gretchen thank you for the gas tip.
You're very welcome. And thank Google. Anyway, this has been D's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. Everybody, please have a blessed day. day. I know it's supposed to do some raining. Hopefully some of that is over, but just watch yourself on the roads and out there, and just please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.